A few of us were chatting here in Radio Kerry a few days ago about dreams and swapping stories about weird and wacky dreams that we've all had from time to time. And that got me thinking, could our dreams be telling us something about our lives? Or could our subconscious mind even be trying to get a message to us about what we should do with our lives? Well, I thought it might be interesting to find somebody who can interpret dreams and tell us what our strange, weird dreams are trying to tell us and what they actually mean. So earlier today, I spoke to Alison Byrne. Alison is a holistic teacher, or holistic healer rather, and a teacher, and she's also an interpreter of dreams. And at the outset, I put it to Alison, or rather I asked her, are dreams important to us? Can they tell us things about our lives? And can they actually be trying to point us in the right direction?
Dreams are very helpful. People can live without them, but it certainly makes life easier if you do pay attention to your dreams and get the messages from them. Because basically, we're made up of all different parts, including our unconscious. And the unconscious knows so much more than the conscious mind. So we get these messages through from our unconscious mind to our conscious mind in the dreams.
And how did you get interested in this whole area?
Well, I've been in the holistic area for donkey's years, nearly 30 years now. And just when you see how different things help and how, you know, you might be working with a client and they're talking about dreams, and eventually I began to realise dreams do matter. You can see how their healing is being influenced by the dreams and vice versa. And then when I got interested, I decided to do a course a long, long time ago. And from that, one thing leads to another. There's always something else to hear or read or find out about. And with ordinary everyday work with clients, you can just see how helpful it is, you know.
And when you dream, is it almost like a washing machine with everything thrown in that happened to you during the day, and it all gets mixed up, and sometimes you have people from your work life appearing in your home life in dreams and vice versa?
I love that expression, like a washing machine. You could say that. Some dreams are simply that. When we're going about our day-to-day activity, there's so many things happening. At every second, there's so many different things happening that we're aware of some and not of others. And we're processing all day long, putting things in little files in our minds and that. But we don't get time to process everything during the waking hours. So we go back and process things that were not even necessarily bugging us, but just things that we're trying to understand and make sense of. And during the dream life, we're doing it in symbols all the time. So that's where your washing machine comes in, yes. And you say, you could be dreaming about somebody that you worked with 10 years ago that you haven't seen since. And why did they come into my dream? But everybody in the dream is an aspect of yourself. So if that happens, you say, okay, how would I describe that person? So if you would describe them as, let's say, bossy but caring, you'd then look at yourself and say, right, what bits of me are bossy? I need to be more bossy. And am I caring? Am I too caring? Am I caring enough? Am I caring about others? Am I caring about myself? You tease out the aspects that the person has highlighted by being in the dream.
Okay, and so when people dream about ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends, is that very telling? Is that like a lesson that you have to learn as well?
Well, it's a similar thing. It's like whatever, if it's an ex, the relationship has finished, but you haven't finished with it in your mind. If you're still dreaming about it, you're still trying to make sense of it, trying to learn whatever it was that you were learning, you know, through the relationship, and to let go. It's quite often hard for people to let go because every relationship has good and bad parts. And sometimes it's very hard to let go of the good parts, even if the bad parts are right in your face, you know.
There's a lot of common dreams, of course, Alison. One that a lot of people seem to have is that their teeth are falling out, which I think is a kind of an odd one. What does that mean?
It is a common one. You see, this is where we get, you can buy a dream directory and it'll tell you teeth mean this, black cats mean that, house means the other, you know, but that's far too general. We're not like that. It's not one size fits all. But we can say in general, teeth, they reflect, first of all, how you present yourself to the world. Do you smile or not? They could be to do with biting. And biting can be to do with eating or fighting. They're to do with eating, which is nourishment and, you know, survival. You'd have to find out else going on in the dream. You know, if their teeth falling out, let's say, where were they? If they say at home, well, you'd find out which room at home, because each room has a different role, you know. So you would find out. So hypothetically, if somebody said their teeth were falling out at work, well, you'd say, okay, are you afraid that the face you're presenting at work mightn't be the real you? Are you afraid of being found out? Or are you afraid, you'd be teasing out more about the dream. Is there something at work you're afraid to get your teeth into, you know. Our subconscious talks in images and puns all the time.
A lot of people that texted in, Alison, say they're always dreaming about falling, you know, falling from a cliff, falling from a height or whatever, and they wake up with a start.
That's first of all, falling is very common again because it's something that you're out of control in. So again, you'd find out where are they, what part of their life is out of control, and you get the hints. Now, even if two people say they're falling from a cliff, one person could have been on the cliff on a nice summer's walk. The other person could have been on a cliff because they've been chased by a buffalo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it would give you a clue into what part of their life are they feeling out of control in. And the reason they dream about it is to bring it to your conscious mind so that then you have a choice to do something about that part of your life. Sometimes you're not even aware that you're feeling out of control consciously, you know.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, another common one that I've heard a few people talk about is being naked in public.
Oh, yes, that is very common. And you could nearly interpret that yourself by saying they're not covered, they're vulnerable and maybe embarrassed. So it would depend where in public it is, again, whether it's in work or a nameless street or whatever, what part of themselves they feel is vulnerable. You know, and it goes back to, it's a very, very common thing, or if people really knew me, would they like me, would they accept me? You know, and then you get people who are half naked from the waist down, and that would be more into their identity and their sexuality as a man or a woman or whatever it is, you know.
One came in from a listener called Marie Allison, and she, I'll sum up what her question is because it's a little bit long, but she's with a partner, she's very happy with him, but she's constantly dreaming about an ex that she broke up with on bad terms. And in the dream, she has to pick between the two of them. And she's had this dream more than once. And she says when she wakes up and sees that she's with her present partner, she's always very happy. And she's wondering, what is that all about?
That is about unfinished business, if you like, or she hasn't cut the ties with the ex-partner. Now, it could be years ago, we don't know, but you have to be able to let go. And quite often, it's hurt that we can't let go of. You know, a relationship goes off in some way before it becomes the next relationship. And she would need to revisit that time in whatever way would suit her. You know, some people would just think about it. Some people would write it out. As you write out, you're getting the feelings out of you. Some people would go for counselling or healing or, you know, there's a certain way that she will find what is it that she hasn't been able to let go of with the previous partner.
A couple of people texting us, Alison, and saying that they're always dreaming about a member of the family dying and they actually wake up quite upset.
That is another one. First of all, you'd give yourself, say, two or three words to describe the member of the family. And then you bring those things back to yourself. Now, let's just say the member of the family is very busy and always thoughtful, very pensive. Well, then you would bring those back to yourself and see how busy are you. And if you find that you're too busy, well, it's time to let that part die off. Or, in other words, to move to the next phase so that you're letting go of that part of you and moving forward. When you dream of a death, it's not a physical death that you're talking about. It's a phase of your own life.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, another common one as well. Oh, actually, sorry, before we finish talking about that, I think people are afraid, Alison, when they dream about someone they love dying, that it's going to come true. But it's nothing to do with that, obviously.
It's very rare. I mean, there are some people who are more psychic than the average and they will have premonition dreams. But if they are those people, they know they've been having them since childhood and they know that those dreams feel very different to an average working through processing kind of a dream. So if it's your first time out of the blue to dream of it, it's unlikely that that's what it is. It's much, much more likely that you have some part of you that is similar or the opposite to the parts of them that you're identifying. Do you know what I said?
Okay,
to them. And that's what's dying off, that phase of life. It's ready to move forward to something else.
Just one more, because again, this is a common one and a few people mentioned that they have this dream. And I've had this one myself. That you're back sitting the Leaving Cert again.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that one.
I think that's the most common dream in Ireland. It's the most common one I have come up with. Yeah.
Really?
Nine times out of ten, the person isn't prepared. Either they haven't studied or that they never did, you know. And it's purely, it's a stress dream because in most people's lives, the Leaving Cert is the biggest stress that they've had to deal with at that time. So it's the first that they really, really go through. So when they're stressed about something else later on in life, their unconscious mind kind of hangs it back on that Leaving Cert time. So they dream about the first time they were in awful stress in the Leaving Cert. So it'd be interesting to find out what subject, because the subject would be a clue as to what part of their life is very stressed.
Really?
They know themselves. If you're that stressed that you're having that dream, you probably know where the stress is in your life, you know.
Okay,
but
so it's
to highlight the stress and it's time to do something about it.
I was going to say, is it a sign that you should probably start slowing down a bit?
Yeah, or looking at your life, assessing and changing something. It's like something needs to be changed.
Okay, and this is really fascinating, Alison. We could talk to you for ages and forever. But if anyone wants to contact you, or do you have a website or anything?
I have, and it's just Alison Byrne Healing. Or will I give my number?
Yeah, you can, of course. Yeah.
It's 086-3304-357.
So Alison Byrne Healing, and people can contact you that way if they want to find out.
Yeah, I'm in Dublin, but I see clients here, but I also see clients through Skype and telephone.
Oh, very good. Excellent. And so don't worry too much about your dreams. They can be very helpful, I suppose, is the message.
They are very helpful. And the more you remember them, the more important they are. And nightmares are very, very helpful, because they're the ones you really need to get what it's been, you know, the message across.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the nightmares are the big game changers, are the things that really tell you what's going on.
What happens is, if you don't get the message through a dream, you might get a recurring dream with a similar theme. And if you still don't get the message, you get your nightmare. It's your unconscious saying, please, please, please pay attention to this.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Okay, well, unfortunately, Alison, we are out of time, but it's been so lovely talking to you, and very, very interesting stuff.
Thanks very much, Deirdre.
That's Alison Byrne there, who's a holistic healer and teacher and also a dream interpreter. Something a little bit different on a Friday, telling us all what our dreams mean. And I wonder, do any of the rest of you out there have that Leaving Cert dream? I've had it so many times over the years, and believe me, it's a long time since I did the Leaving Cert.